Right, let's continue our look at Ekurhuleni, at the parties that are contesting in that province. We're going to chat to the ACDP, the IFP and Action SA. Let's start with the IFP, which currently holds two seats in Ekurhuleni. One of those councillors is Alko Ngobese. And very good afternoon to you, councillor. Can I ask you this? If you find yourselves in a position of governing Ekurhuleni, what would be the three most important things you would try and get done right at the start? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pellman, and thanks for having us. Good afternoon to your listeners as well. Three things that the IFP would like to see happening. It will be a direct service delivery to our community. There are 119 informal settlements in the city of Ekurhuleni. You still get 20 families sharing one chemical toilet in the in those informal settlements. So those are the things that the IFP would like to eradicate as soon as it gets into power.
So how will you go about doing that? Will you provide more of the same kind of toilets? What's your plan for dealing with a situation that's clearly untenable?
Well, we need to eradicate chemical toilet in this day and time. Of our democracy, Mr. Pellman, the residents are still subjected to live in those conditions. It's not fair. We need to eradicate by ensuring that the money that is allocated to service delivery, it goes direct to those projects without some politicians and some senior officials stealing that money along the line.
So let's turn to the ACDP. In 2016, they picked up one seat off the back of a total of 7,662 votes. Thabo Mokoena is the chairperson of that party in Gauteng. Mr. Mokoena, welcome. Same question to you. If you find yourself in a position, either through coalition or an outright majority, to actually run things in Ekurhuleni, what would be your first priority? Where would you focus your efforts?
Thank you, John Pellman, and the listeners of 72 for having me on your number one radio station. To answer your question, John Pellman, number one, it will be focusing on developing program for youth because our youth are unemployed. The numbers of a percentage that is so high in the country. So one needs to focus on the youth that we empower them, not only to look on tenders, but to become entrepreneurs so that they can be economically viable in the community, so that they can create jobs for themselves and be able to get to hire other youth members so that they eradicate poverty.
But in what way would you do that, Mr. Mokoena? Because it sounds like a great idea that everybody would support. I mean, do you have, for example, a particular economic sector in mind, a particular system of small business that ACDP has developed? Give us a sense of, in practice, how you would actually get that done.
All right. Number one, it is the small, focus on small businesses. Number two, our youth lack experience, to be able to participate in any criteria of life. That means we have to impart to them skills. There are many people with skills, and there are many people who don't have even papers, but they are skilled. If we gather them together, let them transfer skills to the young people, and that will help a lot so that they become independent, not to depend on the government.
Yes.
Because that's where the problem lies. If they depend on government, that means we have this criteria we are seeing of Nyaupe and so on, because young people have nothing to do. The government doesn't take them into cognizance.
So let's turn finally then to Action SA. They are a new offering for the South African voting public. Their mayoral candidate for Ekurhuleni is Tlhogi Moseki. Good afternoon to you, sir. If you were to find yourself as the mayor of Ekurhuleni, one of the first things you would probably discover is that your budget is tight and you've got many, many things to do. What would be your absolute priorities, given that you can't do everything, certainly not in the first year?
Yeah, well, good afternoon to you, John, and to your listeners at home. Look, I think first things first is to attend to a regional cry out from residents of Ekurhuleni in terms of making sure that we're saving that municipality, which is literally on the brink of collapse. So I think that's the first thing first that we need to address. But also in the main, while saving it, we will have to make sure that we remove and introduce a new customer-centric and your professional public service that will make sure that we turn around that, that particular municipality, because we also want to make sure that this issue of Egurleni, the dream of Egurleni being an erotropolis, Africa's first erotropolis, gets to be realized and gets to be realized in this upcoming administration.
So how would you deal with that skills issue, Mr. Moseki? Because I'm sure you know enough about the situation in South Africa. You cannot simply go out and wholesale replace people. Are you saying that the people who are there haven't been properly trained, or are you saying the wrong people are there and you ultimately would have to bite the bullet and actually get them out and get other people in? What's going to be your approach?
Well, we all know, John, that in this whole country as it is, we are very disturbed by the so-called trader deployment, which has actually crippled our public service to the core. So as Action SA, as we get into this municipality, the first thing first that we'll have to do is to establish what we call a lifestyle audit, and also make sure that the skills that we have there and people that we have in the particular municipality are the right people for the job. And if the results shows not, we will therefore then not be apologetic in terms of making sure that we bring about a new broom that will sweep clean into that particular municipality completely.
Tlhoki Moseki from Action SA. We heard from the IFP, we heard from the ACDP, earlier from the AIC and from the ANC. We'll focus on another municipality on 702 Drive after 5 on the show tomorrow.